Hi, I'm Don Clark. I'm Director of Business Development for NEC. NEC is a global infrastructure provider, and today we're showing our integration between NEC's new fabric and the Hyper-V extensible vSwitch. My favorite part of Build so far is the demonstration we did between NEC's programmable flow controller and the Hyper-V vSwitch. We've been working with the Windows Server feature teams since February. Simon Tan and Bob Combs' network technologies group have been really terrific to work with, and we've come a long way in a short period of time. The NEC's focused areas for Windows Server 8 is to integrate network management policy all the way from the virtual switch through the physical switch. The technologies we're showing in our booth are integration of the Hyper-V extensible vSwitch with NEC's programmable flow controller, allowing us to create a common policy between the virtual instance and the physical switch. This is the NEC programmable flow controller. This allows us to manage entire data center networks. Today we're going to show how we've integrated the programmable flow controller with the new vSwitch from Hyper-V. The extensible vSwitch allows us to OpenFlow enable windows so that we can manage not just physical switches, but virtual switches as well. Now we're going to go ahead and add a new VM to the network, and we'll show how the OpenFlow vSwitch automatically can detect and manage the network that that VM is associated with. We're going to run a script, and automatically the new VM that was added to the network is automatically created and now is managed along with the physical infrastructure. This allows much easier management and more robust capabilities to Microsoft Windows environments. The benefit of this joint technology is to allow customers to have a common policy across their virtual and physical networking capabilities. The customer and technology areas that we're focused on is to provide cloud services and dynamic networks for customers' virtualized data centers.